Great to have you with us and joined by my good friend and, I hate to say, former broadcast partner, Matt McGloin. Matt, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, man? I appreciate having me on.
It's great to have you. Let's get right away into the podcast that you and Tom Hannafin are doing. Hannafin has had to overcome the fact that he took my class, but he's carved out a great career in spite of it. Just a little bit about how the two of you have put this together and some of the areas you want to cover.
Yeah, right. So we're doing our podcast is called the Pater Podcast. You know, we're partnered up with the Believe Podcast Network. The podcast will drop every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And Steve, yeah, we'll be talking all things Big Ten football and all things Big Ten, Big Ten football and all things Penn State football. You know, this is obviously something that, you know, I've been talking about and for a while now here with SiriusXM, ESPN, U, Big Ten Radio. So, I mean, I think this is a fantastic opportunity for Tom and I right now, again, to kind of try to, you know, let the people know, you know, what we're talking about on a, you know, on a weekly basis, again, about Penn State football and about Big Ten football. You know, so, you know, when the Believe Podcast Network reached out to me, you know, they're like, we want you to do a Big Ten podcast, we want you to do a Penn State football podcast. And, you know, my response was, okay, yeah, so let me, you know, pick the co-host. I want to be able to pick the co-host. And I knew Tom had recently parted ways with WWE. Obviously, Tom and I had kept in touch ever since he was a guest on my old podcast.
Right.
You know, and I just thought that both of our perspectives, obviously myself, a former player, and Tom, a former student who had been in the crowd and, you know, been in the student section at Penn State, I thought we would be able to mesh really well together here. Talk about Penn State football and talk about, you know, Big Ten football. So, you know, we've done one episode so far. You know, we've had a lot of fun with it. It seems like people have enjoyed it. So, listen, if, you know, you love listening to Penn State football talk and you love, you know, the Big Ten, I suggest you tune in and listen.
All right, so now there's another element, too. For those who would hope Matt would be back on the sideline with us this year, Matt is making the move and to start doing some games with BTN. How excited are you about being able to get into that and start opening that door?
Yeah, obviously I would have loved to have the opportunity to be, you know, alongside you and Jack there, you know, week in and week out with Penn State and on that sideline. I had so much fun doing that back in 2019. You know, it was a completely different atmosphere for me. You know, there were no nerves. You know, I was actually got the chance just to stand on the sideline and look around at Beaver Stadium for once and just kind of be able to soak all that in, man. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, look, even going back to when I graduated from Penn State, I majored in broadcast journalism. This is something that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to get involved with. And, you know, for me, I feel like I've been around a lot of great players. I've been around a lot of great coaches throughout my career and, you know, just kind of accumulated all this knowledge for the game, Steve. And I just think it's, you know, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity for me just to try to, you know, help people learn and understand the game, you know, on, you know, a weekly basis, you know, things like that. Because, I mean, as you know, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to play, you know, for Penn State, play college football, to play NFL football. So I think it'll be, you know, a good chance to try to help those people see, you know, what we see as players and as former players.
All right, so let's get to Sean Clifford, and whom you had a chance, especially in 2019, because you would get out to practices on Wednesday night and you'd see him. Sean is off to a great start in this camp so far. What are a couple of elements that Sean, in two parts, A, needs to take care of, and then B, needs to build upon for him to have a successful season, which then in turn makes Penn State successful?
Well, he needs to take care of the football, right? I mean, that's the most important thing when you're playing the quarterback position. You know, I go back to Bill O'Brien, and, you know, among the number of quotes that I still think about that he used to say, some of them I can't say on the show because, you know, they don't you know, I can't be cursing on the show, basically. But, you know, one of the things he would always say to changed is that, you know, when you have the football in your hands, you're carrying the hopes and dreams of the football team, right? Mm-hmm. You know, whether you're a quarterback, a running back, whatever it may be, we can't send you out there if we can't trust you with the football in your hands. And I just thought, you know, for a talent like Sean Clifford, too many times last year, he put the ball in harm's way. It just seemed like he wasn't comfortable out there. I thought he was chasing reads a lot, right? Looking left to right, right to left. You know, it just didn't. He wasn't settled. It's not the Sean Clifford we saw in 2019. You know, so the turnovers have to go away. You know, they kill momentum. They kill drives. You know, and I thought a lot of times last year he was dwelling on plays. Right? You can just a turnover, a bad play, a bad drive. It just felt like he was running out the next drive, and that was still bothering him. You got to have a short memory as a quarterback. So I think when it comes to that, he's got to get stronger mentally. You know, having the opportunity to see him practice a few times and to see him work, you can see how bad he wants it, right? You can see how hard he works. You can see how talented he is, right? I mean, the guy's a leader. It seems like the players rally around him. So, look, there's no doubt that, you know, he's going to put himself in a position to have success this year because of his work ethic and the way he prepares. He just has to go out and ball and execute. You know, there's no room for error this year, obviously, for the Penn State football team and for Sean Clifford, especially the way the season starts out. So, right. But I think having Mike Yurcich there this year is massive for Sean Clifford and the rest of that offense.
Yeah, no, I think that makes a big difference as well. I mean, I've talked to people, Matt, and I said I've been able to break down Sean Clifford this way. He's had 21 starts in his Penn State career because, you know, people forget he didn't start the Rutgers game after he got hurt at Ohio State. And in his 21 starts, the first five of the 2020 season were exactly what you talked about. Turnovers were a problem. So if you split it and you take the games he started in 19, in the last four games of last season, he had 28 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and Penn State was 14-2. I think that tells the story right there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right, right? And Steve, so much will play in the quarterback spot, right? What separates the good ones from the bad ones is the ability to do it every single week. Can you have a big game on Saturday,
right?
Regroup, prepare and do well again the next Saturday and play well? That's what separates guys, you know, and especially, you know, when you get deep into a Big Ten schedule, man, there's no let up. You got to bring it every single week. It's consistency. And again, I go back to Mike Yurcich because you look at his track record, right? Ohio State with Justin Fields, Oklahoma State with you know, guys like Mason Rudolph, Texas with Sam Ehlinger. This guy has a history of preparing his quarterbacks, not just to play well, not just to dominate at the college level, but to go on and be well prepared to play at a professional level. So this guy treats you like a professional, and he's going to prepare you to play like a professional, you know, and I think that's what Sean Clifford needs right now in his career.
All right, now when you look at Penn State, out of the gate with Wisconsin, first game of the season, then they got Ball State, which Ball State has 20 out of 22 starters back, and 9 of those guys are sixth-year players. And then Auburn. How much will we know about Penn State football Sunday morning, September 19th?
I think we're going to know everything we need to know through that game at Camp Randall, to be honest with you, Steve. Yeah. I mean, these next few weeks here at training camp, there needs to be a sense of urgency, right? There is, and nothing against these programs, right? But there is no Kent State.
Right.
There is no Eastern Michigan.
That's right.
You're not playing these teams in weeks 1, 2, and 3 to see what you have, to see what you're good at, and to see what you need work on. There is no room to see which one of your 5 running backs should be getting the bulk of the carry. That needs to be ironed out right now throughout this training camp. I really do think, Steve, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, Penn State runs in the tunnel at halftime, and we know exactly where they are as a football program and as an offense. You know, and you know, you mentioned Wisconsin, Ball State, and Auburn. I mean, that's about as tough as it gets for the first 3 weeks of the season. I mean, yeah, look, again, I just said it earlier, there's no room for error, right? They need to be dialed in. They need to be on. They need to be focused. They need to come out the gate hot.
Yeah, no question. And a lot of that's going to, you know, I want to ask you about Jahan Dotson. You worked around and have seen a lot of really good wide receivers. When you look at Jahan Dotson, I said this to him on Saturday, and I said, John, I said, I know you're working really hard, but my goodness, you make it look easy. What is it about guys that are that fluid, Matt? And what does it mean to a quarterback that they've got somebody like that, that when they need it, they can find it?
Oh, I mean, it just makes your confidence that much stronger as a quarterback, knowing that you've got a guy like Jahad Dotson, you know, as an outlet, you know, as somebody that, listen, I'm struggling, man. I need a completion. I need to find Jahan on this play. All right, I need to throw him a slant route. I need to throw him a quick out just to get a completion, right? I can trust this guy. He's going to be open on this play, you know, because I need to get myself feeling good. I need to start moving this offense. So let's find Jahan. And, you know, for me, Steve, when you have a guy like Jahad Dotson, you know, the last thing you want to do is lock in on him, right? You know,
right.
don't let how good he is determine where you're going to throw the football every single play.
Right.
Right. So much about playing the quarterback position is understanding coverage and understanding where to go with the football depending on that coverage. You know, so continue to play within that offensive system and play within the play. Look, it's up to Mike Yurcich to put Jahad Dotson in those positions. Let him play the X. Let him play the Z. Put him in a slot at times, right? Use pre-snap motion to get this guy open. Build plays around him. He's good enough. He's going to find himself getting open time after time. But as a quarterback, you know, still go through your progression, still eliminate routes and concepts, you know, pre-snap read, you know, and there's going to be pressure on him. Teams are going to be focused on him, right? They're going to cloud his side. They're going to roll coverage. They're going to double team him. But it's up to guys like Parker Washington now to capitalize on that. And who else will, you know, that number three wide receiver be at Penn State?
Right.
We don't know yet. Somebody's going to need to step up.
A big part of sports to me now, I don't care whether it's a baseball field, a soccer pitch, football, basketball. To me, as I have watched more and more games, I think a lot of it's about space. Can you create space, openings? And you mentioned Mike Yurcich, right? His ability as an offense coordinator. I think one of the great abilities he has with his offense is he creates space. I thought Bill O'Brien did a great job with that. He asked me one day about that in practice, and you were in practice. What do you think? And I said, you create space all over the field. As a quarterback, was that always one of the big things that you thought about with that offense, and it's important to an offense of creating openings and space?
Sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of times too, Steve, when you're creating that space, you got to help out as a quarterback.
Yes.
You throw guys open, throw to spots, right? You're not thrown to where a guy is. You need to trust that you know where he's going, and you need to throw where he's going to be, right? It's up to him to be able to create that separation and create that space, because guess what, man? Like I was just talking about, depending on coverage, you're pretty good chance you're getting the ball here.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, and like you can go back to Bill O'Brien and stuff like that. You know, a lot of times when he would design a play or when he design a pass concept, you know, they'd be full progression reads and things like that. And what I mean by that, you may be working right side.
Yep.
You know, you may have a big post route concept with a big deep cross coming in and then a big in backside. You know, a lot of times you let routes run into your vision. You know, so again, it's tough to explain this over the phone, right? It'd be easier if we were sitting in a room with a dry erase.
Well, it's one thing because you could say it to me, and I know what you're talking about because I see it every day. I mean, for a fan,
exactly.
Maybe not. I mean, and I understand exactly what you're saying, but you're just trying to. I mean, I don't care whether it's a pick, that's what the defense would call it, or a rub. Those are done to create openings, okay, essentially.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of times, these pass concepts, these routes, and things like that they're all coverage beaters, right? You may have a big post in the route versus a cover four or
right.
You know, a cover six look, but a lot of times if it's post eight, that post is just running through, get the corner out of there, get the post safety out of there, and you got a big chance of throwing the deep over or the backside in coming in, which what I was talking about earlier, letting that run into your vision. That way, you're not scanning and looking all over the field. You know, I think that is what, you know, creating that separation, you know, is what we're talking about, right? And I think Mike Yurcich's system seems like, you know, it's got a lot of things like that in there. Man, look, he's not going to be checking the football down every play.
Right.
Right. We know what his history as a play caller has been. He wants to push the football down the field, right? Create explosive plays in the pass game, right? Get chunks of yardage. And again, Clifford has the talent and he has the ability. He has the accuracy to do that. He's a good decision maker. So again, I go back to Mike Yurcich, man. It's kind of similar to what I had in my last year with Bill O'Brien, you know, to where Sean Clifford has a really, really good chance of going out there, you know, this season and playing at a high level and being prepared to dominate week in and week out.
So once again, the podcast, it'll be, how can people access the podcast, Matt? And you're going to do this, it's going to be available every Monday, correct?
Yeah, every Monday at 9 a.m. we'll be releasing a new podcast. You know, the show usually runs about 45 minutes, you know, to an hour. Again, talking all things Penn State football, all things Big Ten football. Right now, Steve, obviously talking a lot about training camp.
Yep.
Things Penn State is great at right now, things they need to work on over the next few weeks, position battles, and then once we start to get into the season, we'll go into, you know, game analysis, breakdown, we'll preview opponents, we'll start talking a lot about that. So, and you can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts, right? Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, check it out on our Twitter, check it out on our Instagram. Again, if you're a fan of Penn State football, you're a fan of the Big Ten, I suggest you take a listen. You know, we're trying to have a lot of fun doing it, man. It's been pretty good so far.
Matt, always awesome. You know that.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Anytime.
Matt McGloin.